And let me begin by asking you a question.
我要问你们一个问题。
How many of you like dogs?
你们当中有多少人喜欢狗？
Yeah, most of you like dogs.
大多数人都喜欢狗。
So, I wish there was, is there a slide? Okay. Okay. TV's not working, but it's okay.Okay, so some people spend a luxury to make a comfortable home for their pets.
有一些人呢花了很多的钱呢使他们的宠物的房子呢建得非常的豪华。
For example, there's a man named Robbie Timmers in Thailand.
比如说呢在泰国呢有一个人叫做 Robbie Timmers.
See, he built a fancy two-story house with security cameras and smart lighting for his five dogs.
他呢为他的五只狗呢建了一个非常豪华的房子，有带有摄像头和很漂亮的灯光的。
And he even wanted to add a swimming pool, but his wife said it was unnecessary.
他呢甚至想再添加一个游泳池，但是呢他的妻子呢说没有必要了。
And while we're fixing this, I want to ask you a question: How much money did he spend on the house for his dogs?
你们可以猜猜他在这个房子上面，这狗的房子上面花了多少钱吗？
Does anyone want to guess? No, okay, that's too much.
太多了。
But he spent $10,000.
他花了一万块钱来建这个房子。
Surprisingly, his dog never used the house.
但是呢，他的狗呢，其实并没有用过这个房子。
And it mostly stays empty.
所以这个房子多数时候呢是空着的。
See, some people spend and prioritize on a lot of things that might not matter in the end.
同样的，有很多人呢花了很多时间，花了很多代价在一些事情上，而那些事情最后证明是没有意义的。
And as we move into 2024 as a church family, the Lord has laid in my heart to give you a pastoral address on the theme of priority.
在我们进入2024年，作为一个教会的大家庭，一起进入2024年的时候呢，神给我一个负担，用这个讲道的时间呢，来跟大家讲一篇关于优先次序的道。
You see, I titled my message "Misplaced Priority."
我的这篇讲道的名字呢，可以叫做本末倒置。
And misplaced priority just simply means prioritizing things that are truly not important.
本末倒置的意思呢，就是说把一些不重要的事情呢放在重要的位置上。
And consequently, we lose focus on the most important things that should be our top priority.
结果呢，我们对那些特别重要的事情呢，反倒没有在意。
And so here's the question: What is your first priority in your life right now?
现在呢，我就要问一个问题，就是你现在目前你最重要的事情是什么？
And here's a simple point to remember from this message.
在我今天讲到呢，有一个重要的点是需要记住的。
That is God's glory must be our first priority.
那就是神的荣耀应该是我们的首要的、最重要的事情。
And I'll explain why we must never have misplaced priority in the Christian life.
我就要来解释说，作为一个基督徒，在我们的生活里面，为什么我们不可以有这种本末倒置的事情。
See, misplaced priority is a mistake.
本末倒置的事情是一个错误。
In our sermon text, we will learn from the mistake of the people of Judah in Haggai chapter 1.
从今天我们的经文里面，就是哈该书的第一章里面，我们要来在神的子民身上学一个教训。
You see, in verses 1 to 2, we see that God raised Haggai to be a prophet.
在第一章的第一到二节呢，我们看到神兴起哈该来作为一个先知。
First one provides us a historical context of when this book took place.
第一节呢，讲了这个故事发生，这个事情发生的一个背景。
The people of Judah were exiled to Babylon in 598 BC.
神的子民呢，在公元前598年的时候呢，被掳到巴比伦去。
And then they returned to Israel at around 538 BC.
他们呢，在他差不多公元前538年的时候呢，回到了以色列。
And the book of Haggai was written approximately 16 years later in 522 BC.
哈该书呢，大概是在他们被掳归回之后16年写的。
And 522 BC was around the time when Darius was the king of Persia.
当时呢是 公元前522年，当时呢是大力乌王做王。
You see, Haggai was called by God to be a prophet.
哈该呢是被神呼召做先知的。
And the role of a prophet was threefold.
一个先知的作用呢是有三个。
First, to be a messenger of God.
第一呢，就是他要做神的传话的人。
Second, to warn God's people and nations to repent of their sins.
第二呢，就是警告神的子民要悔改。
Third, to offer hope and restoration.
第三呢，要向神的子民提供希望和恢复。
And there was an issue in the nation of Judah, which is found in verse 2.
在第二节里面呢，我们就发现呢，犹大的百姓呢有一个问题。
God's people were making an excuse.
那就是他们在找借口。
They think it is not time to rebuild the house of the Lord.
他们想呢，现在不是一个建耶和华殿的时间。
The house of the Lord was a temple.
耶和华的殿呢，就是圣殿。
And the house would be the place where God's presence resides.
这个圣殿呢，就是神的同在居住的地方，临到的地方。
Now why would they make excuses?
那他们为什么要找这样的借口呢？
Did God not call them to rebuild the temple?
神不是呼召他们要建殿吗？
Well, the reason is found in Ezra chapter 4 and 5, but let me summarize it.
这个问题的答案呢，可以在以斯拉记的第四章和第五章里面找到。那我现在就来总结一下。
You see, after returning from exile to Judah, the people had the purpose of rebuilding the temple.
他们其实从被掳之地归回之后呢，他们确实是有这个目的呢，要建殿的。
However, they faced opposition from the government.
但是呢，他们受到了来自当权者的阻力。
And this opposition led to the abandonment of the temple construction for over a decade.
这个阻力呢，使他们停止建殿超过十年以上。
And then their efforts shifted to focusing on building houses and sustaining themselves.
所以呢，他们就开始去建造他们自己的房屋。
And so they forgot to prioritize God, or they forgot their initial commitment to prioritize God.
他们呢，忘记了当初最初他们把神放在第一，把建神的殿放在第一位这样一个事情。
16 years later,
16年以后，
God called the prophet Haggai to address and confront their excuses for neglecting the temple reconstruction.
神呢就兴起哈该这位先知呢，对他们讲话，质问他们停止建殿的借口。
To put it in contemporary language, we have experienced 3 years of COVID-19 from 2020 to 2022.
在我们的现实里面呢，我们也经历了一个新冠疫情，从2020年到2022年这样3年的一个时间。
And then after many years, there may be some of you who have forgotten to put God first.
在这三年之后呢，我们当中有一些人也许已经把神放在第一位忘记了。
Have you made the excuse of not making God's glory your first priority?
你有没有找出一些借口来不把神的荣耀放在第一位？
And in verses 3 to 11, we see God challenge their excuses.
我们在第三节和到第十一节当中呢，我们就看到神来挑战他们的借口。
You see, God's people think that is not a good time to start rebuilding the temple.
神的子民觉得说这不是好的时机来建殿。
What they're saying is that they don't have time to think about God's temple.
可能他们没有时间来想考虑建殿这件事情。
Then what are they focusing their time on while God's temple is left in ruin?
那当神的殿荒凉的时候，他们在干什么呢？
You see, in verses 4 and 9, God's people are focusing more on living in their paneled houses.
那我们在第四节和第九节里面就看到人们在住在他们有天花板的房子里面。
They were more focused on living and improving their personal and comfortable lifestyle.
他们花时间在他们在改善他们自己的舒适，这件事情上。
And they were focusing more on their self-indulgence and self-pleasure.
他们花时间在自我放纵和自我消遣上面。
And so they ceased from working on the temple that God was calling them to do.
所以呢，他们就没有去听从神的呼召来建神的殿。
Brothers and sisters, what about you?
弟兄姊妹们，你们怎么样呢？
Have you ceased from glorifying God?
你有没有不再荣耀神呢？
Have you stopped serving the Lord?
你有没有不再侍奉神呢？
Have you ceased from fellowship with God's people?
你有没有不再参加团契呢？
Have you stopped caring about the brothers and sisters sitting right beside you?
你有没有不再 关心你周围的弟兄姊妹呢？
Have you stopped following Jesus?
你有没有停止跟随耶稣呢？
Has corporate worship become less important to you?
或者说，大家在一起的这样的敬拜对你来说不再重要了呢？
Have you made your excuses a greater priority than God's glory?
你有没有找出一些借口来不把神的荣耀放在第一位呢？
When you have a misplaced priority, your paneled houses become more important.
当你本末倒置的时候，你会把建你自己有天花板的房屋看得更重要。
Reflect on this question.
你想一想，考虑一下这个问题。
What are the paneled houses right now in your life?
那在你的生活当中，什么是有天花板的房屋呢？
Is it your family?
是不是你的家庭？
Is it your job or your career?
或者是你的工作，你的职业？
Perhaps your education,
或者是你的学业,
or maybe your money,
或者是钱,
or maybe it's a $10,000 pet house,
或者是那个值一万块钱的宠物的房子,
are they more important than God?
这些事情是不是比神更重要呢?
I can continue to list things out, but I guess you understand the point.
我可以继续的列举这些事情,但是呢,我希望你们明白我的意思。
Now please don't misunderstand me.
我并不是要说,
I'm not saying those things are not important.
我并不是说这些事情不重要。
God wants us to be responsible for those things.
神其实要我们对这些事情负责。
Except for that $10,000 pet house.
当然不是那个宠物的房子。
However, God demands our undivided loyalty towards him.
但是神要我们把我们的忠诚完完全全地献给他。
God must always be first before all other things.
神一定应该是我们生活当中的第一位的。
Jesus said, if anyone comes to me and does not hate his own father and mother and wife and children and brothers and sisters, yes, and even his own life, he cannot be my disciple.
主耶稣说，人到我这里来，若不爱我胜过爱自己的父母、妻子、儿女、弟兄、姐妹和自己的性命，就不能做我的门徒。
Jesus did not mean hate as in being hostile or just dislike them.
主耶稣不是要我们不爱这些。
What he meant was that we are to love them less in comparison to loving God.
他的意思是说，我们爱这些，但是我们爱上帝应该胜过爱这些。
We must love Jesus more than loving our family members.
我们应该爱上帝胜过爱我们的家人。
Jesus said, whoever loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me.
因为主耶稣说，爱父母过于爱我的，不配做我的门徒。
And if God is not our first priority, we have committed a great sin against God.
如果我们不把神放在我们的第一位，我们已经对神犯罪了。
We have committed idolatry.
说到底，我们就犯了拜偶像的罪。
And at the heart of the issue, the idols of our heart have a higher priority than God.
我们就把偶像放在神之前了。
You see, God's people were indifferent to God and his house.
神的子民对神的殿无动于衷，漠不关心。
They had a misplaced priority.
他们本末倒置了。
And how did God respond to their misplaced priority?
那神是怎么样来回应他们这样子的本末倒置的行为的呢？
God tells them in verses 5 to 7, consider your ways.
在第五节和第七节里面，神要他们省察自己的行为。
God is saying to them, give careful thoughts to your ways or think about what you're doing with your life.
神对他们说，你们好好地想一想你们这样做，你们好好地想一想你们在做什么。
And as a result of not prioritizing God first in their lives, something else transpired.
我们如果不把神放在我们的第一位的话，在我们的生活里面会有一些事情发生。
In verse 6, God is telling them to take a good look at their lives.
在第六节里面，神就让他们看看他们的生活。
Their efforts to care for themselves and their families led only to frustration and more hardship.
他们去爱他们家庭的那些行为，那些努力呢，就给他们带来挫败感。
And it led to economic and social distress.
也带来经济和社会的烦恼。
You see, God's people had put other things before God.
这是因为神的子民不把神放在第一位。
But the Bible says that there will be no other gods before him.
但是呢，圣经已经告诉我们，在神之前没有别的神。
And so God sent leanness or and shortage.
所以呢，神就是贫瘠荒凉临到。
You see, in verses 9 to 11, God has an indictment against the people of Judah.
在第九到十一节里面，神就谴责犹大的百姓。
See, God and His house must be the priority in all of God's people.
神和他的神的殿应该是他的百姓的最重要的事情。
Or else God will withhold His blessing from them.
不然的话，神就拒绝来赐福给他们。
And instead of blessing them, what happens? God curses them.
神不赐福给他们之后呢，就是神咒诅他们。
You see, in His sovereignty, God makes them feel dissatisfied.
神呢有主权，使他们感觉不满足。
And this dissatisfaction is a result of their focus on success and accumulation of more food, more water, more clothing, and more money.
这个不满足感呢，就是发生，就当他们来追求更多的成功也好，或者是积累更多的食物，等等。
And then they will always feel like they don't have enough.
他们总是会感觉到他们不满足。
They will always feel empty on the inside.
他们的心里面呢，总是有一个空虚。
And they will feel miserably unsatisfied in their hearts.
他们的心很痛苦，很不满足。
See, the point of God's curse is not viewed as His rejection towards His people.
神的咒诅，我们不要理解为是神弃绝了他的百姓。
God's curse should be viewed as a discipline to lead the people back into a relationship with Him.
他的咒诅其实应该理解为是神归正他的百姓，使他的百姓再带回来到他和他自己正确的一个关系里面。
And God's curse warns His people that they need to deal with an urgent problem.
神的咒诅使他的百姓知道他们需要来对付一个严重的事情。
They need to repent of their sins.
他们需要来悔改。
They need to repent of their misplaced priority.
他们应该为他们的本末倒置来悔改。
They need to obey God's call in building the temple.
他们应该来顺服神，来重建神的殿。
And then in verse 8, God commands them to go sacrifice their time and go get wood and build a house.
在第八节里面，神要他们献上他们的时间去取木料来重新建殿。
Why?
为什么？
What is the purpose?
为什么什么理由是什么呢？
God says that I may take pleasure in it and I may be glorified.
神说，我就因此喜乐且得荣耀。
God deserves to be glorified and worshiped because He is worthy of all praise.
神配得一切的荣耀和敬拜，因为他是值得赞美的。
We are God's creations and we are called to glorify God.
我们是神的创造者，神创造了我们。神要我们呼召我们来荣耀他。
And God takes pleasure in the obedience of His people.
神在我们他的子民顺服他的时候，他就得喜乐。
And that the building of the temple will result in His pleasure and glory.
建成这个殿，建殿本身就给神带来喜乐和荣耀。
Now, how did the people of Judah respond to God through Haggai's message?
那犹大省的这些百姓怎么样回应神的信息的呢？
Now, one of the discouragements of preaching is that the pastor will do his best in studying God's word.
作为一个讲道的牧师的一个泄气的事情呢，是他常常好好的研究神的话。
And then he preaches passionately.
而且呢，他充满激情的把它讲出来。
And how does the congregation usually respond to the message?
但是很多时候呢，会员是怎么样，听众是怎么样来反应的呢？
Maybe they yawn at the message.
也许他们是在打哈欠。
Or just sleep in the middle of the sermon.
或者他们在半途就睡着了。
Or even get distracted.
他们或者三心二意不专心。
They may not act and live out the teaching of the Bible.
或者他们根本就不去行。
They may respond just by being a hearer of the word instead of doing the word.
他们成为一个听道的人，而不是一个行道的人。
And perhaps even complain about the message.
甚至他们可能还会抱怨。
Well, Pastor and Samson and I are in good company.
罗牧师和我呢，其实也并不孤单。
Moses preached and led God's people. However, they rebelled.
摩西向神的子民来传讲神的话，但是呢，神的子民呢背逆了他。
Jeremiah preached repentance to God's people.
耶利米呢也劝神的子民悔改。
However, they hated him and thought he's a false prophet.
但是神的子民呢恨他，而且以为他是一个假先知。
People would sometimes respond negatively towards God's messengers and the pastor.
有些时候呢，神的子民呢是会做出一个对神的信息呢做出一个负面的反应。
Here is the encouragement.
但是呢，也有很高兴的时候。
The message does sometimes reach to the hearts of men and women.
神的话语呢，有时候呢也直达人心。
And sometimes there is a spiritual renewal.
有些时候呢，就发生了属灵的复兴。
You see, in verses 12 to 15, we see God's people responding to God's call.
在第十二节到第十五节当中，我们就看到了神的子民对神的话语呢做出了反应。
God's people such as Zerubbabel, Joshua, and all the people of Judah responded by obeying God's word through Haggai.
神的子民包括所罗巴伯、约书亚和所有其他的子民，他们都来顺服神的话语。
And they responded in the fear of the Lord.
他们在敬畏当中来顺服神。
And as a result of responding in obedience and in fear, God responds with a promise in verse 13, I am with you.
因为他们的听从，因为他们的顺服和敬畏呢，神就应许他们说，我与你们同在。
And then in verse 14, because God was with his people, God stirred their spirits.
在第十四节里面呢，因为神与他的百姓同在，神就来激动百姓的心。
And stirring the spirit means to wake up their desire, wake up their mind, wake up their emotion.
激动他们的心是什么意思呢？就是唤醒他们的愿望。他们的理性以及和他们的感情。
And as a result of stirring their spirit, God's people got to work on the house of the Lord.
神激动他们的心，以至于他们就神的百姓呢就起来做工。
See, we rejoice by the fact that we see a positive response from the people of Judah.
我们看到犹大的百姓他们这样的反应，我们真是为他们高兴。
But brothers and sisters, how will you respond to God's message this morning?
但是弟兄姊妹们，你今天怎么样回应神的信息呢？
You see, Haggai taught us that God's glory must always be our first priority.
哈该呢告诉我们说，神的荣耀是高于一切的。
And as Christians, we are meant to prioritize God's glory.
作为基督徒，我们本来就理所当然应该把神的荣耀放在第一位。
God has given us His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to give His life for us and to save us from our sins and the judgment to come.
神把他的儿子给我们，让他死在十字架上，救赎了我们，把我们从罪里面救赎出来，把我们从将来的审判里面救赎出来。
And when we place our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, He will transform us.
当我们把我们的信心放在我们的主耶稣基督身上的时候，神就来改变我们，来转化我们。
And our old self has passed.
我们的那个老我就死去了。
And we are new creation in Christ.
我们现在已经是在神里面，在基督里面已经是新造的了。
God saved you for His glory.
神救赎了我们是为了他的荣耀。
God saved you so that you no longer live for yourselves, but live for Christ who gave His life for you.
神救赎我们，以至于我们不再为自己而活，乃是为替我们死的主而活。
However, because of our sins, we prioritize other things over God's glory.
但是呢，因着我们的罪，我们把神以外的其他的事情呢，放在比神更重要的位置上面。
We make excuses.
我们会找一些借口。
We have misplaced priority.
我们会本末倒置。
If you do not prioritize your life wisely, you may be focusing on things that might not really matter in light of eternity.
如果你没有把这个优先次序放对的话，你可能把你的注意力重心放在一些根本不重要的事情上面。
But the good news is that God is gracious and patient with us despite of our sins.
但是呢，好消息是，虽然我们犯罪，神有恩典，有耐性。
And God uses the dissatisfaction of this worldly life to point us back to the true satisfaction found in Jesus Christ.
神使用那个我们对这个我们的那个不满足的那个心态，把我们再拉回到，带回到在基督里的那个满足里面。
And God brought you here this morning to encourage you, exhort you, to remind you to put God's glory as your first priority.
神今天早上带你到这里来，就是为了要来鼓励你。劝诫你，提醒你，要应该把神的荣耀放在第一位。
What would it look like for you to put God's glory?
那放在把神的荣耀放在第一位是个什么样子呢？
God did not save you so that you can just sit on the pew on Sunday and then just leave.
神救赎了你，不是让你只是在星期天早上坐在这里听讲道，然后就离开。
God did not just God did not save you so that you can leave all the work to the church leaders.
神救拔了你，不是让你把所有一切该做的事情留给教会的领袖来做。
Read Haggai chapter 1 again.
请再读一下哈该书的第一章。
It was not only the spiritual leaders such as Zerubbabel and Joshua who rebuilt the temple.
最后去重新建殿的不光是那些领袖。
All the people were involved.
经文里面讲了，除了领袖以外，还有所有神的子民。
Do you have a heart for hospitality and food?
你有没有一个负担来招待众人，来侍奉众人，准备食物
？There's a need in the kitchen to prepare refreshments and clean up after the service.
在我们的厨房里面是需要人手去准备食物和清扫。
And if you're a member of this church, do you have a heart for educating children?
如果你是这个教会的会员，你有没有一个心智去帮助来教养儿童
？There's a need for teachers and helpers in the children's Sunday school.
孩子们的主日学需要老师和帮手。
Parents, do your children see in you that God's glory is your first priority?
做父母的，你们的孩子有没有在你们身上看到你们把神的荣耀放在第一位
？Do you teach your children that God's glory is their priority?
你有没有让你的孩子知道神的荣耀是他们的第一位
？Do you echo the words of Joshua chapter 24, verse 15, where he said, "As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord"?
你有没有体现出来在约书亚记二十四章十五节那里说到，至于我和我家，我们必定侍奉耶和华
？Brothers and sisters, do your friends and colleagues see that God's glory is your first priority?
弟兄姊妹们。你们的同事、你们的朋友有没有看到神的荣耀是你们的最优先的事情
？Do they wonder why you're committed to the gathering of God's people on Sunday？
他们有没有会在看到你说你把星期天来到神的家来敬拜作为最重要的事情
？Brothers and sisters, hear these exhortations for your life.
弟兄姊妹们，以下呢是一些劝诫。
Like the people of God, like the people of Judah, will you respond in obedience to God's call for your life in 2024?
像犹大的百姓。
Will you walk?
2024年，你愿不愿意用顺服来回应神的呼召
？Will you walk in the fear of the Lord in 2024?
你在2024年，你愿不愿意怀着敬畏的心而行
？Will you repent of your sins and idolatry and turn to Christ in 2024?
在2024年，你愿不愿意为罪？为崇拜偶像而认罪悔改，归向神。
Will you recommit yourself starting today, right now, to begin serving God's people in 2024?
你愿不愿意从现在这一刻开始，重新的来委身侍奉神
？Will God's glory be your first priority in 2024?
2024年，神的荣耀是不是你的最重要的事情
？Let's pray.
让我们来祷告。
Our Heavenly Father.
我们在天上的父
，Help us to prioritize you in our lives.
帮助我们来把这个我们生活当中的优先次序摆摆好。
Forgive us when we have failed to do so.
我们以前没有做到，没有做对这件事情，求你饶恕我们。
And remind us and renew us to recommit ourselves to you.
来提醒我们，来重新的来委身于你。
And we want to do this all for your glory.
我们这样做是为了要荣耀你。
In Jesus' name I pray.
我们这样的祷告是奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.